When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never a bad time for Taco Talk. Never. Whether it's on a Tuesday like yesterday, a Wednesday like today, a break it down like the Laker defense. However you want to talk tacos, Al, is a good way to talk tacos.
I don't know. I didn't see any of the baseball games. I don't know if there's any games on, but Lakers are 0-5 in the preseason. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, you look
quick.
A little worried. You look like you're seen a ghost or something, that the Lakers can't quite get in the W column in games that don't count. Terribly,
did the baseball season end? Is the season
not
over?
Quite? Okay, not yet.
I feel like I haven't seen a baseball game in 3 months.
No,
I just know that the Lakers' defense is not that good.
Did you not have your setup last night? Did you not have the setup that we've talked about previously, where you're in Staples Center, you're watching the game, but there's a TV over here with the Dodger game on. There's a TV if there's a football game going on. Did you not have your normal setup last night?
I actually should have done this, and I thought about doing it. I didn't do it. The setup is stupid. Like, it's honestly stupid, and you know what I'm talking about, just being at these games. In October, this is so important to have this, is to have the monitor right next to you. Like, literally, it's
touching
an arm
you can
length
touch it.
Away. I
you can
change
touch it.
The channels,
yes.
Right? There's no remote, arm length away. Dodger and the Giants game is on right there.
Perfect.
And then right in front of me, obviously, is
Lakers,
the Lakers
Warriors.
Game. And, oh, by the way, I have the headset on. I'm listening to John and Michael call the game. So John and Michael are doing all the work. And I'm sitting back, both hands back, just enjoying the game.
You get to watch both things as they unhappen.
I should have got a beer yesterday.
Beer and they don't have helmet nachos at Staples Center, but I'm sure there's a large nacho option somewhere inside Staples.
Is Alan having a couple cocktails watching the games? Yeah, he is. Yeah,
is that a Mai Tai? Is there a piece of pineapple sticking out of that thing? Why not? Look, when we get to the Lakers, and we will, because you brought up some interesting things we were talking this morning, I'm just going to kind of sit here and listen to you talk because I still haven't seen it, still really don't care that
it's
I haven't
right
seen it because it's the preseason.
It's right here.
It's spring training. It's the exhibition season. It's the preseason. Call it by whatever name you want to call it. When they start counting wins and losses is when I will get invested in this. And
I get it.
Even though they don't have any wins, I'm still not all that worried by what I've seen haven't seen.
It's the equivalent of those... that last stretch of NBA games.
Right.
And spring training is going on in Dodgers baseball. And
yes.
You coming back and saying this freaking
Cactus Dustin May
league.
Look good. He struck out a bunch of high school players last night in a B game on the backfield. His slider was explosive. I'm telling you right now, he's getting ready for a big year.
That voice, just so you know, it's the same one you use for the UCLA frat guy that's talking about
Well,
Al.
He likes both teams.
Okay. All right.
He's a Dodger
so
fan
know,
and he's a Bruin fan.
I found a similarity between
the
voices.
We're going to have to find him a football team. I feel like he'd be a Charger fan. I feel like that guy, hey, telling you right now, Justin Herbert, guy's on fire. He might win the MVP. I'm telling you right now, Justin Herbert with Brandon Staley.
That one's legit.
That combination,
that
those guys right there, that's a Super Bowl caliber team.
That one's actually legit.
Well,
one could be a
Dustin
real
May's
conversation.
Good. He could get out some guys with that slider. He's got some good. Look, the Lakers haven't won a game, so that is what it is. All right. The Dodgers, ESPN Radio, is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Want to hear from you today. Same question today that we asked about yesterday, which is, how are you feeling about all of this? Because we're literally down to a situation where a team that has won 109 games is going home on Thursday night. Their season's over. A team that has won, no one else in baseball has won this many
games. Are they a Buck-09?
Even up, because the Dodgers got that win against the Cardinals.
That's right. That's
right. So the Dodgers were one game behind going into the postseason. They picked up, air quotes, picked up that game against the Cards. They both won two of these, and here we are. So if you want to be a part on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 877-710-3776, ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is game 5 of this best of 5, which we won't get into why it's still best of 5, okay, is what it is.
Best of 31?
No, just best of 7. Just these two teams to face each other in the next round, but it is what it is. It's good that Atlanta and Milwaukee were rewarded. how are
Freddie Freeman hit a pretty big home run last night.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Okay, it's a great question, and it's the question I want to ask
the question you like to
listeners.
Throw out to listeners.
Yeah,
I'm curious to get your opinion.
I'm numb. I'm literally numb, Al, because I loved what I saw last night. I love that Walker Buehler gave them an incredibly gutty performance on short rest.
Nothing was surprising to me yesterday.
No, nothing terribly surprising. Yeah. I liked that Mookie got hot. I liked that Gavin Lux got on base four times. I liked that the bullpen looked really good again. All of these things are really good. But I know, you know, everybody in their car right now listening, everybody streaming it through their phone right now listening, it means nothing when we get to Thursday night. The Dodgers have played four games against the Giants. They scored zero against the guy who's going to pitch on Thursday. They scored nine. Hey, they were good. We're back. We figured it out. Zero again. And then last night, seven. So anybody that wants to tell you, oh, here's what's coming up on Thursday, it's a guess. It is a guess because these teams are unbelievably even. They've been playing for 6 months, and it's a razor's width between who's the better team.
Can I give some credit to even the San Francisco Giants for a quick second? Is that possible to do?
Yeah.
Okay. It's how it's supposed to be. I don't know how else to tell you. It's supposed to come down to a final game. It's supposed to come down to these two squads. Remember what we were talking before the series started, and obviously Dodger fans are feeling good. You're coming off that game against the Cardinals.
Sure.
You might have felt a certain way coming out of it. San Francisco let you know right after game one, no, this is a dogfight. It don't matter what happened in that car. If you think on paper you're the best squad out here, which you probably are, there's a reason why we play the game. So right out the gate, San Francisco obviously took the first game. And then no real surprise. Dodgers come back. They bounce back, put up nine runs. Everybody looks good, high-fiving all over the place. You know what the Giants do the next night? On a night that Scherzer gives up one freaking run.
Yeah.
Trinan was great. Kenley was great. They win 1-0.
It was good as enough.
It's not, you know, sometimes we have this, we kind of think of, well, how did you win? Did you dominate that other team? The Dodgers, when they win, dominate.
It's pretty clear.
When the Giants win, they just kind of get by. And there's nothing wrong with that. That means they're playing unbelievable defense. That means their pitching is great. So I think what we kind of sit here, this is the night before the storm. Tomorrow is going to be Game 5 in San Francisco, a fantastic pitching matchup that's on the slate. Trav, this is how it's supposed to freaking be
two
teams.
You're right. You're absolutely right,
supposed
but I
to
don't
be
like
this
it.
Way.
I just, if you told me right now the Dodgers are going to score seven runs, yeah, sounds good. If you told me right now, you know what, the Dodgers.
I don't think that's happening.
The Dodgers might
not
get.
Not tomorrow.
Zero. They might get shut out again. Yeah.
I don't think that will happen either.
Why? Give me one good reason why we've had a 9, a 7, and 2 zeros. This isn't 4 every night. This isn't 5, 4, 6, 2. It's big numbers. Yeah. 9 is a big number.
Yeah.
7 is a big number.
Let me
2 zeros. Why do you think that anything is unlike? It's everything is in play.
I'll tell you why I don't think that's going to happen. Can it happen? Of course it can. I think it's going to be a close game. You know, I think just, you know, how we keep talking about how evenly matched both of these two teams are, how fantastic both of these guys are. Webb pitched how many innings? 8 innings for them, something along those lines,
great.
Maybe 7 2/3. I don't need to get into Julio's resume. Julio's been fantastic. And, oh, by the way, to hand the freaking ball off to him tomorrow.
Couldn't ask for anything else.
Couldn't ask for anything else, right? And for Buehler to do what he did last night.
Ask for anything else.
I think it's when I say it's supposed to come down to this, doesn't it also feel like it's going to be a 3-2 game? It's going to be a close game as well?
Again, I don't know. Everything is in play. The Dodgers could win by 8 runs. The Dodgers could get shut out again. I don't know. I have a feeling that if it's a close game again, I don't like that. Because these games that have been close have not gone their way.
That's a Giants type of game.
I don't like that. A close game where a hit, a bounce, and help me with this. I'm a baseball fan. I like watching baseball in April, May, June, July. All the games, you know, pick the Dodgers and the Interleague Royals are playing a 3-game set in the middle of June. I'm there for that. It's fun. I don't know if I can survive this. I don't know because every pitch, 1-0, okay, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
0-1, everything's fine. It's one pitch that may or may not have been in the strike zone. The emotional roller coaster that's involved in playoff baseball is unlike everything else. Because in basketball, you know, there's runs. You know, you go on a 10-2 run, I go on a 14-5 run, and that's just NBA basketball. In football, you know that you're going to move it, you know that you're going to get stopped. In baseball, it really does feel like the game can turn on any at-bat, on any pitch, on any call. And now all of a sudden when you get into this elimination format like we're talking about on Thursday night, I guess this is what we've signed up for, but I'm just on a razor's edge every single time one of these guys lets go of the ball.
But this is no different than I think what you've been going through for the last 60 days. You know, Trav, you've said this. You started – there was an article that came out. Every time I reference the article, I always forget who it is that wrote
it. Bradford Doolittle.
There we go. And every time I set it up and buy enough time for you to think about it you could say it.
I remember who wrote it. The article. Who? Brad Doolittle. Yeah, that's the one.
I'm going to do it in the offseason too. He had an article talking about how, hey, embrace how great this race is. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to embrace it. This is stupid. The fact that the Giants and the Dodgers, every game in really mid-August all the way to the last game of the season meant something. And you said, Al, there came a point where you're like, I'm starting to kind of buy into this. Every single game, there was a Dodgers had a game towards the end of the season. It was a day game. And the Giants had a day game against the Padres, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And there were a couple instances where you thought the Dodgers were going to lose, and then all of a sudden you thought the Padres were going
to
lose.
Last out.
Okay, so all this was happening, and you're texting me, and you actually pick up the phone and call me. You're like, this is so cool. How great is this? But it was also because Dodgers won. They got the result there. I don't think you should be surprised. I know you're not. You don't feel good. You're nervous as hell, all that stuff. But this is how it's supposed to be.
I guess. For instance, when Freddie Freeman hit his home run yesterday, I'm watching the game. It's like, oh, cool. That's a cool moment for Braves fan. I like Freddie Freeman as a player. He's a good player. He's a SoCal guy. Cool. Freddie Freeman hit a home run to win the game for the Braves. Yay. Fun. And I immediately moved on from it. The first pitch of the game to Mookie Betts, I was like, oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's good. It's a totally different feeling when you have an emotional investment in it. I will say this. You pointed something out this morning that I think is spot on, and I don't know if they can do it in Game 5, but I really hope that they try. Last night felt like hey, guys, we got nothing left to lose, right? We are looking the end of our season in the face. Mm-hmm. Let's just go out there and let it hang out. Let's go out there and see what we can do. Gavin Lux, I know you don't know how to play center field. Bleep it. Go play center field. All right, Cody, go first. Let's just see. Walker Buehler, you've never pitched on short rest. Who cares? Let's just go see what happens. Score a run early, tack on another one in the second inning, and they build this lead. They give a run up to the Giants. They get it right back. Just loose and free and easy, and it felt really good. And I think it's because there literally was nothing to lose other than your season ends. It wasn't a defensive performance. And I'm not talking about like fielding ground balls. I'm talking about playing not to lose as opposed to going out there and playing to win, like you pointed out. Can they do that? Because now all of a sudden, both teams are in the same situation. The Giants yesterday are in that, hey, we just need to hold on for one more game and we can get this done. And now it's, we're down to a pitch, a call, a bounce for both teams. Can anybody be loose in that situation?
So I think there's something to what you just said. When I didn't take yesterday's game as I didn't really think of it as, oh, well, you know what? We got nothing to lose. I didn't think of it that way. Trav, the way I thought of it was there was an aggressiveness to the way they came out and the kind of, you know what? Yes, there are some defensive liabilities that comes with Gavin Lux. But I don't care. I'm gambling today.
Four times on base.
I'm putting Gavin Lux in that lineup because let's put aside the how they struggled in the games they lost where they couldn't score a run. I want guys – Gavin Lux, when he's on your squad, does that guy look like – he has this – he has kind of this cockiness to him, right? He has this cockiness / confidence. I thought Dave Roberts yesterday, and just using this as an example, you weren't worried about – we might lose this game. So we're going to go freaking win this game. I don't care. I'm throwing out my best. And I think that's kind of how you have to approach tomorrow's game. You cannot be fearful. When you had that wild card game against St. Louis, you and I spent, and Greg was doing this, everybody was doing this. Well, you got to put this guy here because of defensive purpose and this, that. You almost felt like you were playing not to lose. You were playing, yes, it was very strategic. But I almost feel like tomorrow it is – you kind of got to have the same approach of just roll the dice out there, put out the guys that you think are going to get the results, and roll with it.
Okay, I think there's a difference that you didn't get into, the difference between that Cardinal game and the difference between the game last night that is important and is not there for Game 5 against San Francisco. We'll get into that next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All of it was the best answer. Just listen
Chris,
to all of
Chris
it.
Chris sold the hell out of tomorrow.
Listen today. Listen tomorrow. We've got stuff to give away tomorrow. We got stuff that we're going to give away on just about every Thursday along the way. We're giving away a lot of cool stuff, Al.
And on Mondays?
Yeah. You got Lions tickets. Yeah, and $1 million potentially. Yeah. But that's, you know, you focus on Dan Campbell coming to town and you can watch him bite kneecaps from
guy.
The stands.
That's
that is your guy. All right. So you were talking about the differences in approach between the wild card game against St. Louis and last night's elimination game against the Giants, game four. And I agree with what you said, that the game against the Cardinals was kind of, okay, what do we do here? We've got some defensive questions. We want to make sure that we have enough offense. We want to fill this hole, but you don't want to be too weak here, there, and kind of going through that whole Rubik's Cube. Last night, it was pretty easy, right? We all knew Gavin Lux was going to play.
Yes.
We also
know he's going to play tomorrow, too.
Right.
That's already been decided.
For
yep.
sure. Of course he is. He got a base
Bueller
four times last
night. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it was a pretty easy thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was just easy because of we decided – the Dodgers didn't score a single run in two of the three games. So going into the Cardinal game, it was, okay, the offense is going a little bit. The pitching staff is pretty good. We know what you kind of knew what you were going to get from each guy. Going into yesterday's game, it was just, we need to find offense. If that means that we can't catch a fly ball in center field, potentially, so be it. We need somebody that's going to get on base. The decisions were a little easier yesterday because you had an offensive hole to fill.
But I don't know if that approach should change tomorrow, right? And I that's kind of the point that I'm trying to make is it felt like yesterday we don't give a you-know-what.
Uh-huh.
Plus, your
I
back's
agree.
Against the wall. And there's
something freeing up about that, isn't there?
Hey,
there
okay,
is.
Guys.
It is
I'm,
a
I'm
little
sorry,
bit.
I do have to cut you off just a little bit because we need to talk about what's on Travis's face today.
What?
He has a upturned U mustache
it's
on
a
today.
Fu Manchu, Emily.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
He's a biker.
Yes.
He came in today.
T-Raj is a biker.
What?
It's just
looks good, right?
It just looks like a costume. It just
what
looks
do you
like
mean?
You're trying to like,
you,
what
you
what
look,
is this for, Travis? What
you
is
look
this
like let me tell you, you look
what do you
like
mean what it's for. It's to make
you rode
me
into
look handsome.
LA Live
what else could it be for?
On a bike. Without a helmet. Without a helmet. Like you don't care about the rules out on the freeway when you're traveling from Orange County.
So I don't think I'd get to the first red light before I dumped the bike. I wouldn't know, have any idea how to ride a motorcycle. I'm not a real man. I don't know how to do those things, okay?
This is my, can I give my analysis of it?
Please.
So you got, it's a goatee, but it doesn't connect.
No, it's not a goatee. Never a goatee.
Just a second. It's a goatee, doesn't connect.
It's a Fu Manchu. It doesn't need another explanation.
Handlebars.
Can you,
thank you.
Can you move a little bit just so I could see the other side? Okay, now put your go up.
It's white at the tips.
Yeah, there's it's got a very
so
I don't know how to describe
Brimley
it.
Vibe.
Okay, I don't love that. I don't
Rufford's
like
money.
That. I'm thinking more like somebody from Justify.
Have you ever done
I'm thinking
just
something like that?
Have you ever done any? Have you ever done just mustache?
Well, I'm doing it right now. What do you mean? Have
okay,
I ever
but
done?
Like
it?
A
I'm
real,
doing it right now.
But a real mustache. Like
what is not real about this mustache?
Right in this,
we
got
to put
area.
This on social. We need to get a picture and put this up on. How
put the one
it,
up? Put the
any,
one up you sent yesterday.
By any definition, how is this not a real mustache?
You got to chop down here, basically.
Why?
From
I don't
want to
look like a
lip,
firefighter from 1985.
Your bottom lip down. He's got to go. Just rock that for a week.
No, this is staying on.
Does this have anything to do with the game?
Yes. It's exactly there you go.
What hat did you wear yesterday?
The old one, and the old one's coming back.
What hat did you wear
the game new before? One is 1-1. I can't risk it anymore. I had to go back to the old one. The new one's 1-1. I needed to go back to the old standby. So here's what happened. I every once in a while, once or twice a year, I'll grow my beard out and I have a beard. And then I get bored of the beard and then I go to shave my beard, but before I take it all off, mm-hmm. I carve something ridiculous into my face because my wife and children hate it. So I did that yesterday.
How much of that is the reason? Is because you know they don't like it?
No, usually I will do it. I'll walk downstairs. I'll get the reaction. Then I go back up and finish it off. That's usually...
That's a strong move. And... Roll into LA Live. Like, no, this is...
Dodgers won.
This is what I do.
I am a superstitious person. I am particularly superstitious when it comes to the Dodgers, like with my hats and things like that. So... That the Dodgers won with this ridiculous thing on my face, of course I'm going to run it back. Here's what I told you this morning. I said, hey, look, I'm coming into work, and I've got a Fu Manchu mustache.
This is the perfect music for it.
And I said, don't say anything to Emily or Taylor. I want to see what their reaction is going to be. And so I come in. Taylor catches me out of the corner of his eye. And I see he's got this huge smile on his face, but he doesn't say
anything.
Taylor,
did you hesitate? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's what he does. Because I could see that. If I don't know Travis, I might look at the guy, and if you don't smile or do anything, you might be like, this is what
I was just playing it straight.
Does.
We're doing our Rams report, and he and I are talking to each other. And I see him staring at me with this big grin on his face like, are you going to say something about that thing on your face, or do I have to do it? Only you never said anything.
I'm an accepting person. I mean, you guys see me how I come into work every day, so you don't say anything.
So Emily comes in and sits down. We're starting our meeting, and she says, so is this for like a Halloween costume or something? It was the perfect, it was, I'm going to acknowledge that you look ridiculous. I'm going to make a joke about it just in case you're not being ridiculous on purpose. She handled it perfectly.
Can I tell you something unfortunate? That we did probably an hour plus prep. You and I, Greg's in the kitchen as well. We're having a full conversation, all that. There came a point where it just became normal to me. Like when when Emily brought it up right now, I was like, I kind of forgot that. And that I'm actually disappointed in that.
It looks pretty good.
It's not that it looks good. It's just I've accepted it like Taylor accepted it.
There's two things I've heard so far today that I didn't like. One, that you somehow said it's not a real mustache. I don't like that. And two, Taylor calling it a Wilford Brimley look. Is that just because it's gray, Taylor, or is there something else to that?
You know what you should do? You know how you got the grays right here? You should separate the two. So you should have full mustache and then two patches right there.
Yeah.
Two patches. That
I'm pretty pleased with myself.
I really want the curled up mustache too at some
point. That's the handlebar, right?
I'd have to get super into hipsterness.
It's not quite long enough yet. I'd have to grow it out a little bit more and then wax it up and then twist it. But we'll see.
And speaking
then I'd look like Doc Holliday from Tombstone. That would be a pretty good look.
And speaking of superstition, I don't think I'm allowed to watch Dodger games right now because I didn't watch the game last night because I was at the Lakers preseason game. And then 2 days ago when they won, I was in the middle of my vacation, so I wasn't around the TV. So I'm not allowed to watch, I guess.
Okay, so this brings up a very good point, Emily. I am a superstitious person. You just mentioned that you have not, when you don't watch, they win. So I'm going to ask you to not watch on Thursday night.
All right, we'll do.
I thought I worked in an environment where people got this stuff. It's a sports station. We're sports people. Yeah. We live in a world where we watch and talk about sports. We care about this stuff, right?
Is this coming to me?
It will eventually, yes. Okay. Two things happened. Corporate Greg texted me last night in the fifth inning. The game is 5-1 in the fifth inning, and he starts texting me about lineup ideas for game five. And I hit him back. I'm like, I'm going to pretend I didn't see this. And I get back, double question marks. What? I'm like, Greg, the game is not over yet.
I got a text from him probably right after he texted you. And he said, Braves are not going to be a tough matchup. He was already looking towards the Braves series.
So with that in mind.
Yeah.
We come to this morning, we're talking about what we're going to do, and you says, oh, the Dodger bullpen's been fantastic. They haven't given up a run in 6 months.
I don't talk like that. It's
been amazing. Like that. They've just been going right through. Kenley's been bulletproof. I don't know if he's ever going to give up a run. And I looked at you like, what in the world are you doing?
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened, because that is an exaggerated story.
I would never exaggerate.
I said, Trev, freaking bullpen.
Right?
Geez, these guys look really good. Like, you can actually rely on these guys. And you said, don't
Stop.
Do that.
Stop.
But you did it, very quiet. There's nobody else in the kitchen.
What did we talk about all day yesterday? Who? What did we do? Who did we mention several times as to why stuff was not going the Dodgers' way? The gods. They listen. They pay attention. And they do not like hubris. They do not like people thinking that
whether you
I
like
know
it or
what's
going
to happen.
Joe Kelly's looked amazing. It's the truth. Gratterall all of a sudden is a guy that you could depend on.
He's pitched great. So
Trinan and Kenley, I obviously just, have the
look,
conversation.
This is easy. I have a friend that doesn't understand how these things work either, and he constantly whammies things, constantly. And the way you do it is,
but
you
it's
know,
the truth.
You know who's looked good?
They have been really, really good.
But I'm that's. But see, you don't get it either. This is.
I get what you're saying.
This is how you do it.
That's the equivalent of us saying, Dodgers scored 7 runs yesterday. Let's not talk about it.
No,
why?
No, no, because
that, they didn't that, score runs no, in the no, other games. This
is how you do it. Joe Kelly's pitched really well lately.
Knock
that's
on wood.
You just need to kind of put the qualifier lately. You know, it's just Joe Kelly looks great. Oh my God, thunder and lightning, and you're gonna anvils falling out of the sky.
I love it. But Scherzer can pitch 7 innings, have a great outing.
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
he looked good.
Scherzer was all right.
No, he looked
Scherzer
good.
Was okay.
He looked good yesterday. Joe Kelly pitched well last night. Joe Kelly pitched well against the Cardinals. There are ways to qualify it that the gods will be appeased. But if you anger them with, you know who looks great? Kenley Jansen, that's who. Hey, Trav, what do you think about starting Gavin Lux in Game 5 in center field? What are you guys trying to do to me?
Nobody talks like that, okay?
You do.
Just know that nobody talks
in my,
like that.
That's how I hear it in my head. All right, so superstitious. How superstitious are you? Do you have your spot, your hat, your meal, whatever it is, 877-710-ESPN. 877, I have not full of them. I've got mustaches and good ideas. 877-710-ESPN.
Are you going to put that up?
Oh, yeah. I'll do it here in a minute. We should put it on the station as well. I'll put it on mine, at Travis Rogers, and we'll go from it from there. Let's try John here on the Dr. Pepper Hotline. John, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you. You guys
are great.
Appreciate it, John.
Please, you're such a funny person, but it's so understated. It's really funny.
Anyway, I agree with that.
I think, Travis, what you need to do is add a soul button right below your lip. That's next level.
Next level. By the way, you want respect around L.A.? I couldn't agree more with John.
Okay, but here's the problem, John.
That is pretty funny.
It's very funny. Yeah. But if I grew a soul patch, right, or a soul button, as you called it, right below my lip, right in the middle,
yeah,
then people might think I'm serious, that I'm doing it like, hey, this is so ridiculous that everybody knows that I'm
if
not.
If you cut space between the mustache, if you separate the mustache, you have two patches and then have the soul.
Uh-huh.
You're going to confuse the hell out of everybody.
You had Taylor
not wanting to make eye contact with you during your Rams report. He's like, I don't want to look at him. I don't want to look
at him. You know how sometimes there's nonverbal communication, like, hey, you're going to say something about this first, right? Like, I'm not going to be the one to point out that you have that. Well, that's that. We had an entire conversation and nobody said a word. It was perfect. All right, we got phone calls on superstition. We're going to talk more about what's coming up with the Dodgers and the Giants. Julio Urías is going to be on the mound. And Al, you might think he's experienced, but I don't think everybody understands just how experienced this guy is at a very early point in his career. That's all coming up.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Chris, just a second here. We're not ready quite yet for Los Angeles Lakers basketball, so let me just kind of set the picture here. Travis is not in the studio at the moment. Taylor, Emily, there's a reason why. Because he thinks now all of a sudden he's going into this photo shoot or something. Here he comes now. He's walking in. Trav coming back.
Was he shaving in there?
He basically has a photo shoot coming up. I couldn't tell that if you were going back to your car, Trav, you were going to clean things up a little bit. I couldn't understand. And by the way, you can't do this. You're
do
back
what?
To the new hat.
No, this is the old one.
That's not the old hat.
Is it? Do I have the wrong one on? Oh, yeah, you're right. It is the old one or the new one. It's fine.
I mean, here you were asking for
game
superstitions.
Time.
You were
it's game time.
You got callers that want to talk about what their superstitions are. You got the wrong hat
nah,
on.
It's fine. As long as I have it on
and
for game time.
You want to give me
this is the one in the trunk
crap
of the car.
For talking about a bullpen that's been playing well. Here you are walking in with your new Dodger hat.
Nah, I'm good to go. Larry in Temecula. Larry, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's going on, Larry?
Well, yeah, I hate to say it, but Travis, I gotta kind of agree with you on this. You know, you have to be humble when you go into these things. You can't be bragging on what we're going to do, and this guy's going to do this. This guy, it never works out that way.
Never.
You have to be humble. You have to be humble. And quite honestly, several years ago, I went to each season. My son and I went to Dodger playoff games, and we lost every time my son and I went to these games.
So you stopped going. You stopped going, right? I know how this story ends.
We were at the game that Kershaw got blown up in the seventh inning. I think it was against St. Louis. He was pitching a gem. He comes out in the seventh. We lose the game. That was it. That's the last time we went to a playoff game. We said, no more playoff games. And it's just there's just something out there. It's unexplainable, and I agree with you, but you have to be humble.
Yes.
You can't be bragging on what we're going to do. It never works out for you.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you calling in. Number one, you know, his relationship with his son is not the same, but you know what? You're trying to get a W, so you got to just
hey, –
there's nothing personal.
Nothing free in life.
Nothing personal.
You want to win or not.
Yeah, nothing personal, just business. And then the other part about the superstitions, which we all run through them with all of our teams.
Are you superstitious with the Lakers or anything else?
Yeah, but not. I think I was a lot more superstitious before. Like before, it was. This is before I was even in the business or the industry. At least not working at 710. A lot more superstitious. Now that you're at the game, it's like I don't have time to be superstitious. Hit a couple of buckets and let's keep this thing moving. But Trav, here's the other thing. When you talk about superstitions and what is it that he's talking about? You have to be humble.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself also on a day like tomorrow, Game 5, winner take all? Do you find yourself nicer? You're holding the door.
Oh, good
open.
Karma.
You're
yeah,
holding the door
sure.
open for somebody a little bit longer.
Yeah, no, I get it.
At the grocery store, you're like, no, please, you take the cart.
You guys were giving me a hard time the other day because this goes back to what you were saying about bringing up all the bad things that had happened against the Cardinals. I want all of these things out so I'm walking in with my eyes fully open. I want people to tell me, Trav, it's not going to be that bad. I tend to wander into the worst possible scenario in my mind. That's just it's how I'm wired. Okay, sorry. My default is, how many of these things could go wrong tonight? That's just my deal. That when you put them out there, say, no. Here's all the good stuff, too. It makes me feel a little better. Same idea. You know, I'm a door holder anyway. I will judge you harshly if you're not. But you're right. You know, make a little chit-chat with the barista. Make a little chit-chat with the person at the grocery store. Let's put good vibes out in the world. I'm with you 100%.
And it was crazy to me because you have never told me this. You said you're going to three masses tomorrow. I did not know that.
not that far. That's not superstition. Religion and superstition are different lanes. Different lanes for
sure. You
said
baseball gods.
Well, they're secular gods. They're not religious gods. They are secular gods, and all they care about.
It's becoming a religious show.
Yeah, right. Let the heavens open up. Let's go to L.A. and Lance. Lance, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up? Lance.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yes, sir. There you go. Love the show. Listen to it on my drive to work every morning.
Awesome.
I wanted to talk about, first off, superstitions are definitely real. We've all got them. I don't care about it. Super Bowl 43, Steelers-Cardinals. I'm watching the game. I'm a Steeler fan. I always have been. My roommate was coming and going in the room. I started to notice around the beginning of the fourth quarter when he's in the room, the Cardinals are scoring.
Sure.
Yep. And when he's not in the room, the Steelers are scoring.
No, so I think Roethlisberger noticed that too.
Yeah. So Ben throws the touchdown to Santonio Holmes in the back of the end zone. My roommate's not in the living room. He hears me screaming. He comes in. He's like, what's going on? I want to watch. Guys, I boxed Neil from getting into the living room, and he tries to fight by. He tries to fight past me. We almost get in a fist fight.
Sure. That makes perfect sense.
As one does. Yeah.
Lance, all of it has made sense so far.
Yeah. Okay. So I refuse to let him in. Finally, Lamar Woodley knocks down, you know, Kurt Warner at the end of the game. Steelers win. I turn around and I just go, okay, you can come in now. And he's like, dude. So, yeah, I 100% superstition.
Thank you.
You know, we had our favorite sweatshirts and all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
no, but, look, yeah. They're like you said, Lance, and appreciate the phone call.
How is his roommate not watching the Super Bowl?
That's the biggest question.
Bro, throw the TV on.
The biggest question of
all
is,
he's in the living room not watching the game?
Why was Lance's roommate not paying attention to the Super Bowl to begin with? This seems like, even if you don't like football, you watch the Super Bowl,
Why
right?
do I remember that game as if I grew up in, what was this, Flagstaff? Is Flagstaff my go-to? What have I used in the past?
Usually say Glendale, but Flagstaff, Glendale? Flagstaff's in Arizona, that's fine.
I know, but I thought I brought
you
up
want
a,
Sedona,
just a random
you want
city
Mesa,
in Arizona.
Tucson.
But when he goes back to that Super Bowl,
Paradise Valley.
I don't know why I want a Kurt Warner in Arizona.
Prescott
so
Peak.
Bad to be.
I have a story about that game, too, because I was a Steelers fan growing up. I remember my mom and I could not watch the end of that game. We were also kind of superstitious, but we were
superstitious.
We were upstairs and we were just like clinging to each other at the end of the game. And then we were just waiting for cheers from below because we were at with Steelers fans. So
it worked
it
because
fine.
That catch by Santonio Holmes might be the greatest catch in
exactly.
Super Bowl history.
So thank me and my mom for that, too.
It certainly worked along the way. All right, look, you know where superstition doesn't really matter is if your guy pitches really well. And Julio Urías is lined up on full rest, ready to go, against Webb on full rest, ready to go. So the pitching thing on paper, and again, take it for what it's worth, is kind of a draw, right? They both have the guy that they would choose to be in that game. The Dodgers happen to have three guys that they could pick to choose, but one of their three guys is pitching, and the Giants have Webb going there. It's going to come down to something that's not that. It's going to come down to a pitch that doesn't break. It's going to come down to an umpire that puts a pitcher in a disadvantageous count.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. You think about it. A ball that's on the corner.
Sure.
Call it a ball. Now it's 2-0. Now I got to hit a fat part of the plate mm-hmm. as opposed to if it's 1-1, I can nibble at the corner. It's just all of these little things can change games all of a sudden. And it, like you've been saying, it's going to come down to one game. It's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to whoever makes a play at some point in that game.
It's supposed to be this way, and I don't think listen, if you're a baseball fan, Dave Roberts said something yesterday that they're the only game on the schedule. Baseball fan, not a baseball, buckle up, because this is going to be an unbelievable showcase, and I'm with him on that. I think it really will.
First time the Dodgers and Giants have ever played in the playoffs, and this is what we're getting. It's just 109 wins apiece, and it's coming down to one game.
It really is.
Winner takes all. It's awesome. It's scary and terrifying and awesome.
Let me say this the day before, because you got kind of a day before it all starts. It's kind of a special moment. You know, it really is. It's a unique moment in sports. As much as the Yankees and the Red Sox have played each other, as much as maybe the Cardinals and the Cubbies have played each other in big-time situations, the mere fact that you have these two squads getting a chance to go at it, Game 5 up in San Francisco, two of their aces going, you can't ask for anything more.
All right. Ask Slee. I don't know if there's any superstition edition of Ask Slee, but before we even came on the air today, I had enough Ask Slee to do it. So if you want to send one, by all means, at Travis Rogers, hashtag him Ask Slee. We'll go through as many as we can. That's coming up next. There's a good one about your deal and my voices.
Kay.
That's next. Right. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This one actually came in, Slee, prior to the discussion of my Dodger rally mustache.
Okay.
But it's mustache related, mm-hmm. and it's from Capitano Matt. How would you describe Alex Vezia's mustache? 70s porn star or firefighter? Hashtag ask Slee. Two different types. Which one does Vezia have?
We'll go with the firefighter.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and by the way, that is, you can't get any further from occupations.
Yeah, they're different.
A little bit different.
They're different. One is one thing and the other one is you're out there.
One is in the entertainment industry.
Very well said.
You're the other one is saving lives.
You're putting out fires, taking
people out
of car
accidents.
Let's go
firefighter on this one. Yeah, let's go firefighter.
Well, it's not a value judgment on Alex Vezia. It's just stylistically which one is
he
going with.
Firefighter.
All right, this is from Captain Hindsight. New name. Always like a new name and ask Slee. Slee, would you rather Trav do the entire show with a different one of his voices each day or cancel Ask Slee? Hashtag Ask Slee. Then he has a little note at the bottom that says, which do you hate more, the voices or Ask Slee?
I'd rather do 7 hours of Ask Slee.
What if I did messy voice with this mustache?
It depends which voice it is, because some of the voices are okay.
What do you think of this mustache?
That's the worst one by far.
I want to go and score some goals. Get out of my way. I'm going to score a goal.
Look at Taylor's reaction. Nothing.
The people on Twitter love it. They love it. You like it.
People
you
in
secretly
their cars,
like it.
It's very high-pitched.
Yeah.
It's coming off an AM dial.
Ronaldo, you can't grow a mustache like this.
Look,
see?
Just look at Taylor. Taylor says it all.
See? Look at that smile. He's laughing right
now.
He's
got better voices, Trav.
All I had to do was look at him.
Better voices.
Now I'm doing this one the rest of the athlete.
The UCLA guy is quickly becoming a favorite.
This is John in Huntington Beach. Slee, do you hate the Clippers so much because they left your beloved San Diego like the Chargers? Hashtag ask Slee.
No, actually, zero care from that perspective. I loved Magic as a kid. So Magic is what got me to the Lakers.
The Clippers were gone from San Diego by the time
they left 1984.
Yeah.
I was two.
Yeah.
And I was there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I remember when they packed the trucks. I remember when they put the ball bag in the back of the...
By the way, have you ever read How They Left?
No.
Where Donald Sterling just basically, without any approval, moved them to
LA. Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
The
yeah.
NBA sued him. He countersued for like a ridiculous amount, and then the NBA was like, all right, you
that guy
it.
Spent his entire life in a courtroom.
Oh,
that's what he does. Darb in the OC. Ask Slee if he had to choose a different profession, would it be golf course starter,
okay,
maintenance person at the local Little League field, or Starbucks barista? Those are all pretty good side hustles / second jobs.
You know what I've always kind of like had in the back of my mind would have been cool when I was younger is to work at a restaurant. Never worked at a restaurant.
It's hard work, man.
But for some reason, I always thought like if
it's
I
really
was-
really hard work.
And I believe that's hard work. But I believe or I think that just being around people would have been kind of fun, you know? I'm not saying I'd be, you know, sitting in the back being a chef or something along those lines, but something that's more in front of people. So let's go Starbucks barista.
See, that's why that's the last one for me because it's the hardest one of the bunch. Working at Starbucks, it's not easy. It's busy. People have specific orders. It's a tough gig.
The problem would be the orders because people are going to come in, you know, three pumps, this, that type of milk, all that stuff, and they're going to come back. They're going to get exactly the wrong drink.
Let me just put it this way. The guy that cuts the
grass. Just drink this one. We'll get it next time. We'll get it right the next time, I swear.
The guy that cuts the grass at the Little League field, he always looks like he's having a pretty good day.
He's sitting on headphones.
He's got the headphones on.
Got the weather outside.
Driving the lawnmower around.
Yeah,
you
it's
just
not
cut
bad.
Some grass. That's not a bad gig.
I'm going to be a barista at Starbucks until I get fired.
Golf course starter?
Wouldn't take long.
Basically, you have the keys to the kingdom. You can just, you're going to wait. We're going to let my buddies go first. That's like a small amount of power that feels really good. That might be the best choice along the way. Starbucks barista is way too hard. All right, how about this one? How far in advance do you cram for your dental appointment, i.e. flossing after consuming anything, brushing every hour? Hashtag Ask Slee.
I'm not kidding when I say this, and this is actually a fantastic reminder. I have a dentist appointment today at 3 p.m.
Do you really?
And I forgot I have a dentist appointment at 3 p.m. I need to call them and tell them that I cannot come in at 3 p.m.
There you go. He hooked you up.
As far as cramming.
Are you a regular flosser?
I'm not a regular flosser, but it's kind of like a courtesy. Okay?
You're not going to go in there just all gunked up.
If you're going to come over to my house.
I'm here.
Correct or no? If you're going to come to my house, it'd be nice if I cleaned up the place a little bit, even though I know if I'm going to have people over, I know I'm going to have to clean up the place after, so that shouldn't be an excuse. Well, I'm just not going to clean it before, because by the time everybody leaves,
it's going to be even worse.
Dishes all stacked up already, people walking in, the trash smells. So to answer your question, when I do go to a dentist, I clean up everything. I clean up the place before I walk in.
I do not keep my house like you're saying, but for whatever, I'm very pro flossing. It feels very good. Brushing your I don't know. I'm very
but
confident.
You also like going to the dentist.
I do. I love going to the dentist because I have good teeth, and it's the best. They
just
get them
the
clean.
Worst.
It feels you're all excited.
They don't even have to be drilling into me. I just hear the drill.
That's a bad sound.
Drill in the see, next one next to me.
I don't
and I'm
get
like,
cavities,
I can't do
so
this.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm good to go. All right, next one, Francis. Present day, who wins a race to first base? I'm assuming we're starting at home.
Okay.
Travis, Albert Pujols.
That's a clip. Or I love this already.
Or the CrossFit robot from Boston Dynamics.
So
it's a three-way race. Trav, Albert Pujols, and the robot.
So the CrossFit robot from Boston Dynamics, they're still a couple years away. So they're going to lose because they'll trip over a rock that happens to be there. And by the way, the robot's going to remember that we're all laughing at it, that it tripped over the rock. But I think you got Albert Pujols, no question about it. No question about it. You got Pujols right now.
Okay, so here, this is my, I'm going to give you an Astley.
You might pull a hamstring.
But. Well, you're getting closer to my Astley.
Yeah.
Hashtag Astley. This is from Travis at LA Live. When was the last time you ran as fast as you could? right?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, it's
playing basketball, you do.
Do you? As fast as you can?
Yeah, look, the difference between you and I is I'm trying to stay on the court. Like, I want to continue to play. You pull up 22-foot jumper, and you're lucky for going back to half court after you missed the shot. You didn't even make the shot.
I'd make it 20% of the time. I'm like Russell Westbrook. I'm going to make 1 out of 5.
He had something actually pretty funny yesterday. We'll play it later. He had a pretty funny, about three-point shooting is a perfect quote.
Albert Pujols is very, very slow, and he would dust me in a race.
I'm telling you,
I have not run at anything other than a light jog
in
20 years.
Here's the difference. You have heart, and I could see you.
You don't know me at all. There's nothing I have less of
fighting
than heart.
And clawing to beat Pujols in that situation.
To give you an idea of how little heart I have, when the zombie apocalypse happens, and it's gonna, just so we're all on the same page, I'm walking out to my front yard and just saying, take me right now. I just want to get it over with. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to get the bat with the barbed wire wrapped around it. I'm just going to be like, hey, over here. Hit me right in the neck and let's get this over with. I want no part of that whatsoever.
That sounds like your Jace Tingler selling peanuts as well. hey, over here.
Zombies here. Fresh neck, fresh brains, zombies. Jace Tingler will probably screw that up too after what he did to the Padres along the way.